If you're planning your first visit to go dress shopping and you're a little confused or overwhelmed as to what to expect when you go, then this show is for you. Today, we're going to be tackling everything dress shopping, especially for the bride who's going for the very first time. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello, and welcome back to the show, where we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is episode number 43, and this is also our 1 year anniversary of the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast. I can't believe it's been a year already. That year flew by so fast, and I couldn't have gotten here without you. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in every week and listening to the show. It really is my pleasure to come to you each week and hopefully teach you a little bit about wedding planning so it's not so stressful and overwhelming. And hopefully by sharing all of my insights, it helps make the process so much fun and more enjoyable for you. Now, today, because it is our 1 year anniversary, I am doing a very special show. My heart belongs to wedding gowns. I have been in love with wedding gowns since I was a little girl, and every time I talk about them, my heart just skips a beat. It's just the one thing that I truly, truly love about weddings. And so for this anniversary, I'm going to be talking about wedding dress shopping. Now, this is especially useful for the bride who has never gone shopping for a wedding dress before. You know, it could be very overwhelming. There are a lot of choices. You may not even know where to start or what to expect. So today's show is going to cover all of that for you. And to teach you more about this, my guest was the first person that popped into my head when I knew I was going to do a show about wedding gowns. My guest has 36 years of experience in wedding gowns to help you find the perfect gown for your special day. And not only does she have 36 years of experience, but her shop has been family owned and operated for over 53 years. So that's why I say when I knew I was going to talk about wedding gowns, this was the person I wanted to be on the show. With all those years of experience, she definitely knows what she's doing. She will help you find the perfect silhouette and the perfect fit. You could go into her shop and find anything from fashion-forward gowns to classic statement pieces to mother the bride gowns, mother the groom gowns, and bridesmaids dresses. She will have you covered. So without further ado, please welcome my guest, Tina Pomerico, the owner of Lady Gray Bridal.
Hi, Tina. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me, Felicia. I'm excited.
I'm thrilled to have you on because we've worked together before in the past. If anybody has checked out my YouTube channel, you've done some really great videos for me before in the past, teaching brides really what they need to know about their wedding gown, you know, looking what to look for in a quality gown, how to bustle a gown. There's so much. And, you know, you've been such a staple in the community for so, so long. And I knew the minute that I was going to talk about wedding dresses, you were the person I wanted to go to.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So this episode is really for the bride that has never, ever gone shopping before. She's never stepped foot in a bridal salon before at all. So she's prepping for that day. So, you know, she might be nervous. She might be anxious. She might be even like really excited. So can you explain what a bride can expect on her very first visit to a salon to try on dresses. You know, like, how long is the appointment? How many dresses will she try on? Basically, like, what's the experience? Like, what will be discussed, and how she can prepare for that?
Sure. And we truly get a lot of girls that call. And one of the first questions we ask is, have you ever tried bridal before? And we honestly, more than you can imagine, they'll say to me, no, you will be my first shop. And I honestly am so honored, because there's never another first time, and to think that they're coming in. So they feel all of the above that you were just saying. They're anxious, they're nervous, they don't know what to expect. We here at Lady Gray, we always will have a little bit of a phone consultation with the girls prior to their appointment. So this way, you know, we chat with them on the phone, we put their mind at ease, we ask them, what is it that you're looking for? And sometimes they feel a little nervous, like almost it's like a test. And I say, we're just asking because I'm sure, you know, you've pinned things on Pinterest or you're looking on Instagram, and you know, there's so many different silhouettes, but what is it that you're looking for? And you'd be surprised, they really know more. They give a lot more information than they realize. Like, a lot of times they'll say, I don't really know. But the more you talk with them and they can settle in a little bit, they definitely give you the information that we're looking for. This way, when they come for their appointment, they are all set. So for the appointment, we will tell them that we give them about an hour and 15 minutes. We with COVID now, we have to ask them to limit their guests to 2 to 3 people. And when they arrive, we're working right now by appointment only, which is really great. So it's really like an exclusive appointment. So when they come in, you know, we pull out what it is they're looking for. We truly allow them to try. I really like to get in as many gowns as I can, especially for the bride the first time. I say to them, stay open-minded. You really have to stay open-minded. If you haven't tried anything, then it's my job to direct you. Let's try the silhouettes that you're looking for, but maybe let's try a little bit of something else. At least you can either rule it out, or now you say to yourself, wow, you know what? Maybe I do like, instead of a fit and flare, maybe I do like an A-line, or vice versa. So, and you can really see, like, once they start trying, they definitely settle in. They start enjoying the process, because the one thing that I do say to the girls is, I just want you to enjoy the moment. Like, you're in the moment here. I want you to enjoy this appointment. You know, no pressure. There's absolutely no pressure. So that's really what we do. We really like to kind of take that little bit of stress and just kind of take it away.
Yeah. And it's really great that you guys do like a phone conversation ahead of time too, because like you said, their appointment, you know, is only for a finite amount of time. You know, they don't have all day.
So no, they don't. Really,
you know, now you can kind of narrow it down. You can kind of get an idea of what they're looking for. So you could pull those dresses ahead of time and be prepared for when they come, but yet also, based on what they tell you, pull different silhouettes, because, you know, what something looks like on paper is very different than what it looks like on you. And, you know, you might love a particular silhouette, but then try it on and realize, not so much. So it's great that, you know, you could prepare ahead of time. And, you know, one of the things too that might come as a surprise to a lot of brides is that bridal runs very small. So,
oh yes, oh Lord.
That was the one thing, you know, I had known going into it, don't even pay attention to numbers because it doesn't even matter anyway. But I think that could come as a shock to some girls.
Definitely. Most definitely. Especially when they're, you know, once they've decided on the gown and I measure them and we're ordering, we discuss the sizing, and I do tell them, this is bridal sizing. This isn't anything like your regular clothes. So chances are you're going to size up a size or two. But for women, I mean, we all know what it's like. It's that number. You see the number. And I try to say to them, don't look at the number. Just look at the size chart and look at your numbers, your bust, your waist, and your hip. And you know, you're falling here. And some of them do struggle with that. Some of them feel like, oh my gosh, is it going to be too big? And I say to them, I've been doing this a long time. I can tell you, if I really allowed every girl to order the size that they wanted to order, none of the dresses would really fit. So I really do wish the manufacturers would change the sizing a little bit, but it is what it is. So, you know, they get it. They do get it.
Yeah. And they're all custom made to your measurements anyway. So, you know, it doesn't really, in the end, it doesn't matter because you're getting a
It really doesn't. It truly doesn't matter. The number doesn't matter. I tell them all the time, the number doesn't matter. The fit is what matters. And that is really what is most important, is that when you're starting out with a good fit. You know, I hear a lot of girls will say, you know, I went to, you know, wherever, another salon, and they said, you know, I would be this size. And I tell them all the time, I will never order too big just to have to take a dress in. You know, to me, that's pointless. Let's try to get it to fit you as close as we can. This way you have really minor alterations to do on the dress. You know, and it works. It truly works.
Yeah. Cause that could be a kicker too. You know, at the end, alterations can really cost a lot of money. So it's great that you try to fit the dress as closely as possible so that you minimize those alterations, because that means more money in the bride's pocket at the end of the day too.
And also too, not, you know, that's, you know, one aspect of it, but the other is the fit of the dress. You know, you mm-hmm. can only take a gown in so much before you really start pulling, you know, the lines are all off and everything. So it is so important, really, you know, to try to get that gown when it comes in to fit as closely as possible. And, you know, I tell every girl, we all need some form of alteration. We do. You know, very few girls, brides, can walk into a gown and not have anything done to it. They all need some form of tweaking. So, you know, you have your seamstress just sculpt it right to your body. But when you start off with a really good fit, it is minimal alteration for them.
Yeah. And that's a good point too, because like you said, if you have to do too many alterations, it could change the line and the look of the gown, especially,
completely.
Wedding dresses, you know, all the lace and all the applique and the beading and all that, you know, it gets complicated.
Exactly. It does. It's pretty extensive. So, you know, you want to really minimize that. I do. We minimize that for the girls here. You know, a lot of them will say, oh my gosh, I can't get over how nicely it fits. And they're starting off with a great fit. Maybe they just need a little hem or whatnot. And that's really how it should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Now, you mentioned this briefly earlier, how, you know, now because of COVID, you know, brides are kind of limited to who they can bring in. But let's just pretend this is, you know, pre-COVID or after COVID. How can a bride prepare for her first visit in terms of who she brings? Because, you know, I know many girls might feel like, well, I have to include everybody in this process.
Right.
You know, sometimes they'll see it on TV, these massive, you know, bridal fittings.
Yes.
But in reality, like, who should they really be bringing with them, and how large of a group should they bring?
You know, that's a bit of a tough question. I do know they want to bring everyone, and how do they choose? And, you know, if I don't ask this one, you know, she might feel bad, or, you know, and I have to say, years ago when we first started, you know, brides would come, they'd come with their moms or their aunt or, you know, a mother-in-law, they'd keep it very, very small. And it was great. It was very intimate. And then, you know, like the shows have gotten to where they bring, you know, the entourage of people, which is great. You know, they'll bring their bridal parties. But what then I have found has happened is everyone has an opinion, and the bride, as I'm trying not to overwhelm her, everyone else is overwhelming her with their opinion. She no sooner gets out, stands on the pedestal, and she can't even take a breath. And everybody's just, you know, no, I don't like that. Yes, I like that. You know what, this, and she can't even think for a minute. So, you know, I know I've talked about COVID, but I could say if anything positive has come out of it, and I've asked every girl that has bought here, you know, what do you think of this setting now that it's limited? And they are actually relieved.
Wow.
They're relieved that, yeah, it's really something, Felicia, it really is. And it is the way it used to be. The bride can come out, she can think for herself, she can express whatever concern, and she just has the two or three, you know, top most important guests that she will be bringing, and that depends who it is in her life. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to see. So I have to say that, you know, just having a couple of people here has just made it that much more intimate, and the bride doesn't feel any pressure to have to please anyone other than herself. So mm-hmm. that's been great.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I could see where they're coming from, because it's almost like, you know, not to make light of the situation at all, but
not at all.
It's like, I feel like because of everything that's going on, they sort of have, I don't know, that kind of gave them the excuse to just limit, you know, how many people they bring. So like now they don't have to feel guilty. Like, well, I can't bring you because of, you know, everything that's going on, you know, like right. they don't have to, I guess, make that decision for themselves is kind of what
they
I'm
don't
saying.
Feel the, they don't feel that pressure. And I have to say, especially for that bride coming in the first time, you know, imagine coming into a salon, into our salon for the first time, and you're coming in, just say with six people. Mm-hmm. And she really doesn't know what to expect, but maybe you have a friend or two or someone that has already been married, and they start kind of taking over, and the bride kind of, you know, is in the shadow and kind of in the background. And like I say, there's just so many people just giving an opinion that mm-hmm. she can't voice her own opinion. So that one part of it is great that I can see them. They're just so much more relaxed, and they're really enjoying it without having to worry about what they're saying. And I just think, even if you do, you know, after everything kind of settles down and, you know, maybe we go back, I think the one thing that everyone should always realize is everyone does have an opinion, and it's great. It really is. But what we always have to remember is it's very difficult to try to disconnect your own personal opinion on what you think. It's really not what we think. It's what the bride, does that fit the bride? Right. You know, does she like it? And it's nice when the bride will say, this is me. So for those that are coming, you have to kind of disconnect. It doesn't have to be you. It has to be that bride standing on the pedestal.
Right. Yeah. Cause ultimately at the end of the day, like, you know, you're the one that has to wear that dress. And if you're not happy with it, you mm-hmm. know, you have to be happy with it. And I know it's difficult, like, especially for, you know, especially if you're indecisive, you know, there, you know, I'm a very indecisive person. So the mm-hmm. more opinions I get from people, the worse it makes it for me, because it's, you know,
yeah, clouding your head like that. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Like, I almost need the quiet time to myself to just be like, okay, well, what do I really want? So to get all those extra opinions just makes things, like, you know, really worse. And you know, a bride already has so many decisions to make about a wedding. So, you know, now, you know, if anything, this is the one decision that really has to be hers.
Hers. Yes. And hers alone. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. she's going to be in this dress all day long. She might be passing down this dress. You know, she's going to be in photographs. Like this, mm-hmm. the dress really has to fit the bride. And, you know, that kind of leads me to my next question, because, you know, you've been in this business for a long time, over 50 years. So that right there, like, whoever is listening right now, please give her a round of applause, because 50 years is amazing.
I am proud. I am very proud. I'm proud.
You should be.
My mom started 50, we're going on 50, well, actually we're in 53 years, and I am proud, because 53 years ago, a woman in business, think about that, Felicia. Mm-hmm. I tell my mom all the time, my mom is now 90, I tell her all the time, you were so ahead of your time, a woman in business back in the day, yeah. You know, so I am proud, I'm very proud, and I am very proud that we're a second generation. I love family-owned businesses. I just think there's something to be said. And I've been doing this now, I'm going on my 38th year doing this myself. Mm-hmm. And I know. So yeah, I am proud. I'm very proud of all the people that we've serviced and to be part of their life. I mean, this is one of the biggest days of your life. It truly, truly is. And I mean, just talking to you now about that, it gives me goosebumps, because you know, there's no other day like your wedding day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
You will agree. You'll agree to that.
Yeah. That's when I started all this, because yeah, I mean, it was really, I mean, it is a life changing day.
It is.
Where, you know, we talk about the dress and, you know, how important mm-hmm. the dress is and you know, how it's so important for the bride to make that decision on her own. Have you over the years found any sort of misconceptions that brides might have about dress shopping? Like for me, I always thought you go dress shopping once and you find your dress that day. Like it never even dawned on me that I can make another appointment or I could go to a different store. Like, I don't know why, for some reason, like, I just thought you make your dress appointment, you pick your dress that day.
I do find that, you know, we have some girls that, well, I actually think that people will say, you know, you have to go all over or you have to, and I don't necessarily, and not just because I own a salon, but I don't necessarily think that's true. Mm-hmm. I think you can be fortunate enough to go to your first salon and try on, you know, it could even be the first dress you put on. Mm-hmm. And so many people will say, oh my God, you can't buy it. This is the first shop. And I have to be honest, sometimes, like 9 times out of 10, the girls will come back. But then I have girls that have been, I felt bad for a girl. I was working with her a few weeks ago, and gosh, she's just been all over, and she's tried on so many dresses, and I could see her struggle. And I think, I don't know which is worse. I think that's worse than going out your first shot and finding your gown. So, you know, I think there's so many options today. There are so many choices for brides today that part, I do believe, can become very overwhelming if you allow it. You know, I think you have to, you know, really, when you put that gown on, people will ask me this question all the time, Felicia. They'll say, like, Tina, how do I know? Mm-hmm. I'll say to them, I'm just going to say one thing. It's an emotion that you will have, and it comes right over you. I can't describe it until you experience it. And when I see them step on that pedestal and they look in the mirror and they see it and they have that moment, mm-hmm. that's a genuine emotion that comes out. And I'll say to them, that's your moment. That's what you're supposed to feel. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. So, and I'll say to them, embrace that. Don't be afraid. I say to them, there is no pressure for you to buy this today. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But embrace that moment, because you probably aren't going to have another moment like that. And they'll come back and they'll say, you're right, Tina. You're right. All I could think about was that dress.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's funny, because, like, you know, in a way, I'm kind of glad that I didn't know that I had the option of, you know, going to other stores or making another appointment, because, like I said, I am very indecisive. And I think if I knew that I had, like, more options, I think, yes, I would have just made myself crazy. So in a way, it was a blessing, because, you know, the same thing happened to me. Like, you know, I tried on a couple dresses. I kind of knew what I wanted. Like, I thought I knew what I wanted. I wanted, like, drama on the bottom and very, like, fit and, you know, at the top. Mm-hmm. And I tried one of those dresses on, and the dress wore me. And I was right. Like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. So then it was actually my second dress that I tried on. It was very comfortable, which was a big factor for me. It needed to be comfortable. It wasn't heavy. It was very light. It wasn't complicated to get on or off, you know. There wasn't, like, a corset, there wasn't a lot of buttons, you know, and that was very important for me too. I liked the, you know, I really liked the way I felt in the dress. I liked the way I looked in the dress. I didn't have a crying moment, which I think could be another misconception that a lot of brides have, is that you have to cry when you find the dress. But what I did know was that when I took the dress off and I tried on another one, all I wanted to do was put that second dress back on. And I knew,
so you had your moment. You had it.
Yeah. I knew instinctively, like, if I don't want to take this dress off, mm-hmm. that means that this dress is mine.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that's where brides could get hung up too, is, like, they try on so many dresses because they never cry, you know, and they have, you know, when they cry, they're going to know when they find the one, but sometimes that doesn't happen.
Agreed. And it, when I say in emotion, I don't mean crying. I'm mm-hmm. talking exactly what you said, that you put that dress on and you just, you loved how you look. I mean, you look in the mirror and you, and I'll say to girls, you should look in the mirror. And it's I want you to say, I look beautiful in this. I feel beautiful in this. Mm-hmm. I just love this dress. I don't want to take it off. And you had that moment. So you tried on another dress and you couldn't wait to get back in the previous dress. So that's what I'm talking about. We do get a lot of girls that get very emotional, and their moms or their aunts or whoever they bring with them. Yeah. And they do get emotional, and that's great. However, we do get quite a few as well that, you know, I'm looking at them and I'm trying to read them a little bit, you know, and the mom will turn to me and say, she is thrilled. And they'll go, Tina, that's all you're going to get out of her. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. That's great. You know, but I think you said it perfectly. I'll take them in the back and they'll say, I can't wait to let's put that dress back on. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. And that does it. That just solidifies it for me. So it's great. It's great when they have that moment. There really is nothing like it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely not. Definitely not. And actually, you know, I went to school for fashion design to become a bridal gown designer. So
really?
Yeah. Yeah. I've always wanted to be a bridal gown designer since I was like a little girl, because I knew that your wedding dress is a special dress. Like, it is an honor to wear the dress. Not everybody gets to wear one.
Yes, you're right.
And, you know, so for me, that's all I wanted to do. So I went to school for fashion design, realized I can't sew to save my life, but I still had that in me. Like, when I went dress shopping, like, that out of everything that we did for our wedding, my dress shopping appointment was the pinnacle of everything. Like, I was looking forward to that for months and months and months and months.
And every bride is, I'm going to say, like, they love going to choose their venue. But, you know, most brides will say, I've been waiting my whole lifetime for this. It's the dress. I mean, we've all been to weddings and we can't get enough of the bride. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, you know, she's in this beautiful gown and she's just glowing that day. I mean, you can just see the happiness. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful day in their life. And to have that bridal experience, like you say, not everyone has the privilege or the honor to have that experience, for sure.
Yeah. And it's so interesting, like, for me, you know, because I valued that experience so much. I told, you know, when I was getting my alterations done, I told them, I was like, save every single scrap. Like, even if you think you're going to throw it away, put it all in a bag and give it to me. I want every single thing. And, you know, what I did was, actually after my wedding, I was lucky enough that there was, a large piece of the overlay with the beading and the lace. And so what I did was, I had that framed with my wedding invitation. Mm-hmm. And that's how much I value my wedding dress, to have it a part of it framed.
Yes. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. It means so much to me. So, you know, like you, you know, I could talk about, like, wedding gowns all day long.
Oh, I could too. I had a woman in the other day, and she was saying to me, like, do you ever get tired of, like, looking at dresses, mm-hmm. and these dresses? And I said, never. No. When we go to our markets and we fly out to Chicago, and, you know, our days are long. They're, you know, 14-hour days, and we're looking at hundreds and hundreds of dresses. And, you know, we start out early, early in the morning, 7 a.m. and it can be 8 o'clock at night. And I'm still like, oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, that's gorgeous. We have to have that one. You know, so I never get tired of looking. I mean, how can you, really? They're so beautiful.
I know. Yeah. I was fortunate enough to cover New York Bridal Fashion Week a couple of years ago.
I remember that.
And I mean, I walk in and I literally, I had goosebumps all over me. Yes. I felt like I died and went to heaven.
You know, I tell girls all the time, it's like, I'm like a kid in a candy store. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing better for me that when I go to market, like you say, I mean, gratefully you've been to one, so you know what I'm talking about. You walk in and it's so grand and gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And they have, you know, all these gowns on display, and you're really, I mean, you're just, it's, you don't know where to look first. It's just the most beautiful sight. I mean, I wish some people could really just experience that, on how beautiful it is to see, right,
Felicia? It really is. Really is. I mean, it's really incredible. And so, you know, like I said, this is why I wanted to do a show about wedding dresses. I'm surprised it actually took me this long to do one. But now that we're doing it, I'm really excited that we are.
And, I am, you know, as well.
We could talk for hours and hours about, oh, like, the gown itself. But my last question for you is, you know, after the first visit, so, you know, a bride comes in, they choose their dress. That's the one that they want. They purchase the dress. So after that first visit, what's next in terms of, you know, how many visits come after that in terms of alterations and all that kind of stuff? Like, what can they expect after that?
So what the bride should expect is once she books her gown, the day she books her gown, she should ask the consultant how long it will take. How long will it be before my gown arrives? Typically, our dresses take about 6 to 8 months, depending on the gown. Once the gown does arrive, we do contact the brides. They come in, they'll try the gown on, that's it. And then they'll start their fittings.
Nice. And how many, do fittings take like one appointment, two appointments? Like, should they bring like their shoes with them? Like,
yes. The best advice I can give any bride, honestly, is when you go for your fitting, you have to be consistent with what you're using under the dress. So if you're using a strapless bra the day of the wedding, the exact strapless bra should be worn for the fitting. Every time you go for your fitting, along with your shoes, any undergarments that you're using under the dress, all of that should be worn from the first fitting right to the last fitting. This way, there's a consistent fit with your gown. So if you're not wearing a bra, but the day of the wedding you choose to wear a bra, when you put your gown on the day of the wedding, it's going to fit differently. So I strongly, strongly recommend to every bride, whatever you think you're going to use under the dress. And a bra is very, very important. A lot of the dresses do have pretty good structure in them, so maybe you might not need one. But if it doesn't, you know, I'll say to the girls a lot of times, do you kind of go without a bra? And they'll say no. And I'll say, well, I don't think the day of the wedding should be the day that you do that. I think, you know, I think you should have a bra on. And the bra serves, you know, the bra has a job, and that's to keep the bust in the right spot, which is within the dart and bust line of the gown. So I think that's very important. Shoes are very important too. I think that, you know, the heel, you have to have your bridal shoe ready when you go for your fitting. And you bring it with you every time you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's going to definitely determine how high of a hem,
yes,
you're going to get on that dress.
Yes.
So you definitely want to, you know, make sure that you have all that. Now, you know, we've talked a lot already. You know, we've talked about, how to prepare for your day, how to prepare for the emotions, misconceptions, all that kind of stuff. So I think we covered a lot already. But before we end, is there anything that we missed? Is there any sort of important fact or piece of information that a bride should know about her first bridal appointment that we didn't cover?
I think the one thing maybe that we didn't cover, and I do find that sometimes brides feel a little funny to ask this question, is budget. We are very respectful of the budget. And honestly, every bride has one. Very few brides will come in and say, I don't have a budget. And it's funny, unless we ask the question, they really never tell us. So part of that phone consult is, you know, obviously look, you know, what are you looking for style wise? And, you know, do you want beading? Do you want lace? And then the last question is, we want to be respectful of your budget. Do you have a budget you would like us to be most respectful of? Mm-hmm. And you can almost tell that they're very relieved that we asked that question. So I tell every bride, just tell the consultant what your budget is and stay within your budget. You know, if you're looking on spending $1,000, you know, you certainly don't want them pulling out dresses that are $1,500 and $1,800. So, but if you don't tell a consultant, you know, that, we really don't have a guideline. We don't have a base on where we should start.
Yeah. And I think budget also too, like you also have to take into consideration your headpiece and alterations as well. So, you know, if you say like your budget is $1,000, is that just for the dress? And do you have a little extra for all that? Or is it $1,000 including all of that?
Right. The headpiece and the veil. And most of the time, you know, when I ask the girls that, the budget is the budget for the dress is what, you know, because then I do say, okay. And then, you know, some girls are choosing not to wear veils or, you know, headpieces, and that's fine. So they should definitely take into into consideration, not only the budget for the dress, but the alterations as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I know for me, it was very interesting because like I tried on like longer veils and I felt like I was 7 years old again, making my first communion. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't think these are going to work. So yeah. I got like a very short veil.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, having my background, you know, in fashion design, I knew what a veil was really made of. And I was like, well, I don't want to spend all that money for, you know, that material. So I went with something like just very, you know, very inexpensive, because I knew myself, I was just going to rip that thing off anyway. Like as soon as all the pictures were done, that was coming off. So,
right. You know. And it's really funny that you say that, because I have a lot of girls that will say that. And, mm-hmm. and they'll go to great lengths to make sure that the gown is perfect. And, you know, everything has to be perfect for the gown. But I do say, and I really do honestly feel, and I know you just feel it's a piece of illusion, but it's what completes the ensemble.
Yeah.
It truly, truly does. You know, the moment I put that veil on, mm-hmm. It really does it. It just completes the look. So mm-hmm. it's okay, honestly, if a bride chooses to borrow a veil, mm-hmm. absolutely. As long as it goes with the dress, as long as it, you know, it really has to fit the look that the bride is looking for. And I know that you maybe only keep it on for the pictures, maybe prior to the ceremony and then the ceremony and then maybe after the ceremony, but they are that is the most important part right there. Yeah. And the ceremony is the most important part. So, I think the veil and the, you know, the headpiece is another thing, but I do think the veil is pretty important.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you see it like, you know, even when you watch like shows on TV, like, I think that's the moment that makes it real for a lot of brides, you know, when they really see it all together, like that yes. is the moment that it really hits home. Like, oh my gosh, I'm getting married.
It is.
I'm going to look like on my wedding day. Like, you know, it really is such a, you know, such a special thing. And yeah, so, and that's a good, you know, like I said, that's a good point you make about the budget, you know, take into consideration everything yes. that goes into the dress. Uh-huh. And then that'll give you like a nice ballpark figure of where to go. Because the last thing you want is to fall in love with a dress that's like three times your budget and then, you right. know, be disappointed right. you can't afford it. So.
Exactly. And the other bit of advice I have for every bride is, you know, any question you have, wherever you go, whatever salon you go to, any question you have, you should be able to contact them. You have to remember, you don't do this every day, but we do. Right. So, you know, there's, you know, I receive emails constantly from my brides, you know, not sure of this and that. And we're here to answer every question. It always makes me feel a little bit sad when a bride will say, this might be a dumb question. And I'll say to them, no question is ever dumb. You know, you don't know the answer to it. That's why it's called a question. So just ask it, you know, and you should be able to ask any question, or if you have any concern, you should be able to, you know, contact your salon and they should reassure you.
Yeah. And you should be comfortable enough with the salon that you choose to be
agreed
able to do that. Like if you don't feel comfortable, that should be a sign not to, you know, maybe you should look elsewhere. You know, if you're not comfortable with what's going on, as with every single vendor a bride chooses for her day, you know, if you're not comfortable, you know, you have to find someone else.
Exactly, Felicia. That's a great point. And it's funny that you say that, because I do say that to the girls too. I say, you know, with every vendor that you choose, you should feel 100% confident in them. There would be nothing worse that if a bride didn't have any, you know, confidence in me and she felt as though she needed to kind of come up behind me all the time and, you know, check up on me, where, you know, I am on top. You have to be in this business. We get one shot at this. We get one day to execute this and execute it perfectly. So every vendor should be to that standard, that when you contact them, they should contact you back. That's our job. That is exactly our job. So that is great advice. Is, you know, once you have secured all your vendors, you shouldn't feel as though, I don't know. Do I feel, if when in doubt, you have to really leave that out. And there's plenty of wonderful, wonderful vendors out there for every bride.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. So we are almost out of time, but I do something with my guests which is fun five questions. And I ask them, you know, just really fun questions at the end of the show, just to kind of get to know you a little bit more.
Sure.
Now, you know, we mentioned that, you know, your business has been around for over 50 years and that your mom started it. And she was really like a trailblazer back in the day. So how did your mom decide, I want to open up a bridal salon?
She actually, they early on, this used to be a deli. It was my parents' deli. And yeah, a lot of local people know the story. So, but it was very demanding as far as time, 7 days a week, and they didn't have enough time for family. And so she thought, you know what, let's go into ready wear, long gowns, wedding gowns. And that's how she started. Literally, that's how she started. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once I graduated from high school, I too was going to go into fashion. Mm-hmm. I had such a passion for it. And then I just thought, I really think I just want to work here. Like I just loved being here. So we just, you know, we just continued on, and here we are, you know, all these years later. And I just think it's just, there's always a wonderful story behind every family-owned business. And I tell people all the time, you should ask different places. You know, when you go into a family-owned business, you know, just ask them. Everybody, we all have a story on how we started. And it's really, I think, very heartwarming. I don't know, maybe for me a little bit more because we are family owned and operate it. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty neat. And like I say, I'm just very proud. I'm very proud of all that we've accomplished. But it's because of all the people. You know, we have wonderful, wonderful people that come to us. Now we're on second generation brides, which that does kind of blow me away a little bit. You know, I've done the moms and now their daughters are getting married, and we've done all these families of you know, the mom and now the daughters. It's nothing more special than that for me.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. I love like origin stories, you know, just see like, you know, how people started and, you know, where they came from. Like I think origin stories are so awesome. And that actually kind of leads me to my next question is, where did the name Lady Gray come from?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people ask us that. They'll ask me, they'll say, is your last name Gray? And I laugh and I say, nope. My mom's name is Grace, and which is, I think, the most beautiful name. It is just the most beautiful name. But everyone, her sisters, her dad, my dad, everyone just called her Gray. You know, I think we all kind of shorten our names all the time. You know, people kind of give us a name. And when they went from the deli, she decided to name the shop, the salon, Lady Gray. And I used to say to her, Mom, Lady Grace would have been beautiful. But when I say Lady Grace, and I love the name Grace, Lady Gray fits. Lady Gray is it. And yeah, sometimes I'll hear the Gray Lady and I'll say, no, we're Lady Gray, you know, and I laugh about that. But we got that name because my mom's name is Grace and everyone just calls her Gray.
Oh, nice. So, you know, we've touched on this a lot throughout the show, but, you know, is it safe to say, this is my next question, you know, asking like what your favorite part is, you know, helping someone find their dream dress. Is it safe to say that your favorite moment is really when they find the one?
It is. I have to tell you, Felicia, and I really mean this with all my heart, there is nothing better for me. And I'll know it, like I'll know it's the dress, but when the bride realizes that's the dress, oh gosh, it still gets me. And I know years ago when I first started, I could remember our first bride that left the salon. I could remember this like it was yesterday. She took her dress and out she goes, and my mom and I are standing by the door and I was crying. I was a very young girl back in the day. And I was so emotional, but I think as you get a little bit older, you learn how to control the emotion a little bit. Like I can feel the tears a little bit, but I can control it. And when they have that moment, there is honestly nothing better for me to see when she, like say if that bride is with her mom or with her aunt or her cousin or her sister, and they have that moment together. And I just love family. So to me, there is nothing better than that moment. And you know, and I am part of that moment. That's what I say. When I keep saying I'm honored, I truly am. It is a moment in their life like no other.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It really is.
This seems like the best job, you know, like.
It really is. It really is. You know, I don't want to dismiss it. There's a tremendous amount of responsibility that we carry. Mm-hmm. And if you can handle the responsibility and the stress of it and the pressure, it is. But, you know, you just do the right thing. You do your job. And I think that's the key is just do your job. And yeah. We do it. We do it well. Yeah.
Awesome. So my next question for you is, what's the best piece of advice you have for any engaged couple?
Yeah, that's another one that I do. I chat with the girls a lot. Very seldom do we meet the grooms. And, you know, I hear them talk about them and I do talk with them about their significant other, their partner. The best advice I give them is to try to keep this whole thing, the whole process in perspective. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of that day, the end result is the same. You're going to be married. And don't lose focus on that part, the marriage, that part, the commitment. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is great. And it is. It's such a wonderful celebration for families and for your friends. But at the end of the day, it's about each other. Mm-hmm. So I try to tell them, just keep the whole thing in perspective, you know, and they appreciate that advice because I think it's easy with all the options that the girls are given today to kind of lose a little bit of perspective. And they can kind of get, you know, caught up a little bit too much and they lose sight of really, you know, they should stay a little bit more focused.
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, the wedding day is not the end, you know, it's not a race.
The beginning. It's just the beginning.
Exactly. You have a whole lifetime together. So, that's great advice. Now this one is a really fun question. So if you could design your perfect dream wedding gown, you had an unlimited budget, you could work with any designer, what would it look like?
I am a big classic old time Hollywood kind of gal. I like clean lines. I like beautiful detail, but fine detail, like just very intricate. I don't like big heavy stones. Mm-hmm. I just like things that are a little bit more understated elegance. Yeah. I love absolutely back, like beautiful back detail. I love when the bride walks past you, you know, when you're standing there and the bride walks past you, I love stunning back detail. And I don't mean like it has to be cut low, but I just, again, love that fine, beautiful detail. I love a beautiful train. Again, doesn't have to be enormous, but I think something that, you know, it just has a little bit of finishing touches to the hemline or to the train. But I like just a real classic kind of silhouette would be my look.
Nice. I think we have very similar taste because I'm the same way. I like very like, you know, nothing that might look dated, you know, 20 years
ago,
you know, like very, yes, very clean, simple, like old Hollywood, like that.
I am too. I'm a big old Hollywood, like I'm a big Audrey Hepburn, just, you know, I love that look. I love that era. I just love those women. They were real class acts. And I just love that. I just love that look.
So we are all out of time for today.
Thank you.
I know. By so fast.
I could talk and talk and talk. I just love talking wedding, bridal. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, me too. And, you know, so this has been a really fantastic show. I think there's lots of like great information here. And so if somebody is listening to the show, you know, who's looking for a bridal gown, how can they get in touch with you?
We have our website, which is ladygraybridal.com. They can reach us on Instagram at Lady Gray Bridal or our Facebook, which is Lady Gray Bridal of Beacon. You know, they can reach us, even you know, the old-fashioned way of calling. If they'd like, they can call the salon. We love to chat with our girls when they call, and honestly I think they enjoy it as well.
Awesome. Well, Tina, I can't thank you enough for all this. You know, I know it's an extremely busy time for you guys, so I thank you for taking the time out of your day to be here with me, and I hope to chat with you soon.
And I want to just thank you, Felicia. We've known each other for a long time now. And you always keep me in mind. So whenever you have something special going on, I love when you contact me and say, you know, what do you think? And I'm like, absolutely, I would love it. So I just want to thank you for your time, you know, for inviting us on your show. I think it's great. I really do. So it's an honor for us to be part of it.
Oh, thanks, Tina. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for listening today. And again, a big shout out and a big thank you to Tina for all of her time and all of her expertise and sharing all of her insights with you for today. And as always, if this show has been helping you, I would really appreciate if you could go wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. And if you know anybody who's getting married who could benefit from hearing this show, definitely share it with them. Now, if you are a new listener today, thank you so much for being here. And definitely make sure you follow us on Instagram. We're at WedConnectHV. And if you're a Hudson Valley bride or groom, you could join us over at WeddingConnectionsHV.com, where we share local inspiration and wedding advice for those getting married in the Hudson Valley. Again, thank you so much for being here. Here's to 1 year down and many more to go. And until next time, happy planning.